One of the nice things about being an editor is that you can ask other people to solve your problems for you. If I had no idea what place I had landed in, let alone how to speak about it, and was now editor of a platform that tasked itself with doing just that, I could at least turn to people who might. When I read an essay online by a young writer from the Bay Area named Jenny Odell, I knew I had found one of these people. The essay, titled How to Do Nothing, is itself a version of a lecture Odell gave at another conference in Minneapolis in 2017. Let me read you the paragraphs that first made me sit up in my mind. Odell is talking about the months and weeks after the election that put Donald Trump in the White House, when everyone seemed hypnotized by the increasingly feverish news cycle spewing from their phones, when language in the public sphere felt both weaponized and useless. This constant connection and the difficulty of maintaining any kind of silence or interiority is already a problem, but since the election, it seemed especially like a crisis to me, Odell writes. Those same means by which we give over our hours and days are the same with which we assault ourselves with information and misinformation at a rate that is frankly inhumane. I am not saying don't read the news or what other people have to say about the news, but there is clearly a problem, not only of quality, but also of speed and attention span, which seem to be inversely related and driving each other. The author Franco Berardi, contrasting modern-day Italy with the political agitations of the 1970s, says the regime he inhabits, quote, is not founded on the repression of dissent, nor does it rest on the enforcement of silence. On the contrary, it relies on the proliferation of chatter, the irrelevance of opinion and discourse, and on making thought, dissent, and critique banal and ridiculous. It is this financially incentivized proliferation of chatter and the utter speed at which waves of hysteria now happen online that has so deeply horrified me and offended my senses and cognition as a human who dwells in human bodily time. I know that in the months after the election, a lot of us found ourselves searching for this thing called truth. But what I also felt to be missing was just reality, something I could point to after all of this and say, this is really real. What is missing from that surreal and terrifying torrent of information and virtuality is any regard, any place for the human animal, situated as she is in time, and in a physical environment with other human and non-human entities. End quote.